Welcome to It's Fine on KXRW.
Independent radio fan.
Yeah. I'm
wearing sunglasses
mess today. This is Welcome to It's Fine on KXRW Independent Radio Vancouver. I'm Faith.
I'm Amanda Lynn Deal.
And I'm Steven.
Oh my god.
It's just the three of us.
It's a fun little trio.
Tis.
Anyway, it's hot out.
Mm-hmm.
I've been hot.
Oh yeah, uncomfortably hot.
I'm a sweaty person in general. I think you're hot. So
yeah, Look at you. Turn on that AC. Roll down that window if you're in your car.
If you're in your car, yeah. Don't roll down your window.
Or don't. Yeah,
that's hot air.
Only when you're on the freeway.
And I've got some chicken nuggets in front of me.
Chicken nuggets.
We were talking about food textures.
Yes.
And I personally I love gross food.
Yeah.
I love gross food. I
love some gross food, and then there's some food that I think is gross. I guess that's true for everybody, right?
Well, yes.
I was like, wait a minute, is that just the human experience?
But it's like,
that's the beautiful thing.
I like some things and I don't like other things.
Some things are gross to me. Deal with it.
Hot take.
You know how, like, especially in Portland, you go to a restaurant and they tell you, look, where to dispose your stuff. So you take that tray or the plate and you scrape it into the trash.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are like that trash can. It doesn't matter what you put
in
there.
So funny.
They're going to eat it.
Is something so special about, like, somebody who is like, I like everything. Like, I was like, I like everything. And I'm just like, whoa.
I think I like every cuisine.
Nice.
Like, I like trying different cuisines, but I'm more of like a texture person. Like, textures are where I'm like drawing the line in some things.
Yeah.
But I like things that are kind of grossly textured for some people, like boba tea and like jellies in your drink and like just gummy and kind of boogery. Like, I don't mind that texture at all.
Yeah.
I love it. But I was thinking this the other day because at Costco, shout out to my boys, Costco boys and gals and bass. Thanks for stocking those dogs. Woof. This is so dumb. But I was at Costco and we got like the yakisoba noodles that you microwave. And it's such like a perfect meal with some like soy sauce or something on there if you just want something salty.
Yes.
It's got lots of veggies in it, which I love.
Yummy.
But in the vegetable medley, there's one vegetable. It's not really a vegetable. I've looked it up. It's not a nut. It's not a vegetable. It's a water chestnut. It's like a sea creature.
Is it its own thing?
It lives in muddy water.
It's
like the catfish of vegetables.
Catfish
it will catfish you. It'll make you think it's delicious and you bite it. I don't like the texture of it.
Is it too crunchy
water
for you?
It tastes like, it's got a crunch, but it's also got like a softness to it that feels like wet styrofoam or something. And it doesn't have flavor. It's just a texture. It absorbs any flavor you give it.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as my teeth bent like on it, I'm like, mad. It makes me irrationally angry. I don't know why. But I was like, that's my ick. But I love every other gross texture you can think of. Except oysters. Ew. I don't like that.
I don't know
why
people eat oysters. I think that's just a dare that got out of hand.
Yeah,
but I will tell you
that's
this.
That's a boogery food
I
cannot touch.
I've never thought as highly of you as I have now because when you have food peculiarities, the weirder they are, the less sense they make, the better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
I don't get it either because I like other crispy things, but I don't like things that are crispy and wet, I guess. Maybe that's why. Because it's like a wet crispy.
About,
my
like,
brain is like, that's not how crispy
works.
What about
like snap peas?
Snap peas are good, but that's like a vegetable snap. It's different. I don't know how to explain it. It's like a pop, whereas this is like that noise.
I love it.
It's like wet shoes or wet socks.
It feels like eating florist foam to me.
Oh yeah,
and that's, I want that.
But I would eat florist foam and I like it better than water chestnuts.
I love it. I love water chestnuts. I've bought cans of them.
Oh my god! Just
munching? I mean, I live within 2 miles of 3 different international stores.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I buy them and I just eat them.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle thinks I'm insane.
Yeah, I do.
And
too.
I'm like, you're probably right. I mean, is that the water chestnuts though?
I don't like
them. Okay. The question is, do you prefer the diced or the sliced ones?
I will eat them whole if I can find them.
Oh, dang. Are they round? Because I looked it
they're
up
a little round.
Today.
Yeah, they're a little round.
Because I was eating, spoiler, those noodles I talked about, and I got so upset that I thought it was cabbage because there's cabbage in there, too.
Like,
and it was just small enough.
Here?
I'm like, that's got to be. And as soon as it hit my teeth, I was like, you. Oops, I swore. Sorry, we're going to beep that out. That's how passionate I feel about this. I never swear on this show. I'm really good at not swearing.
You know something? I just heard
I'm
a lot
really
of
good at that. If you see my stand-up, you know this is a lot of restraint. But water chestnuts just brought it out.
Oh, yeah. I crossed the line.
I crossed my own line.
here are my two favorite food oddities for me personally. So it's very healthy to eat Greek yogurt. So I what I'll do is I'll put fruit in a bowl, and then I put Greek yogurt in, and then I'll oftentimes add granola for a little bit of crunch.
Yeah.
But what I really like is I like to put frozen blueberries in because as they thaw, they color the yogurt.
Oh, I used to make parfaits for a place I worked, and we would do them with frozen berries, and in the cooler they would thaw, but then it would bleed through, and it would look really pretty, actually. Yeah. And it's cheaper that way than getting fresh produce. For
I don't like when the yogurt's white.
So it's got to have the berry color.
It's like I mix it up a lot so that it gets, it's like this purpley color.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty. I would eat that. And then I love purple.
It doesn't change the taste.
The purple tastes good.
It doesn't change the texture. But gosh darn it, I just don't want to eat white yogurt.
Yeah, no, it doesn't have the juice. You got to have the juice.
It's got to be, it's got to be purple. Here's my thing
what's
about.
What's yours?
Oh.
Food oddity. Yum or yuck, I guess. Dude, we're doing either or both.
I'll eat almost everything. Mm. I like cartilage. Mm-hmm. Cartilage person, meat fat.
I think that's good.
You know, little cartilage caps on the end of chicken bones.
Oh, okay. I'll give that to my dog.
I'll take those. Yeah.
She loves it.
Yeah. Well, she's not wrong. She's not wrong.
I'm fine both of eating water chestnuts someday. I'm like, you know what?
You're like, you bad influence on my you dog. Can't hang out with her.
You've corrupted my dog daughter.
Corrupting my daughter.
Do you know what offal is?
Yeah, it's organ meat. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, I did not know that.
So we're having a conversation just a couple of days ago, and my wife's like, it's literally called offal. Like, don't eat it. It's awful. And I'm just like,
it's offal. It's O-F-F-A-L.
Worst is worst, but it's delicious, so it's not the worst.
That's
one of the best meats.
that's like something that people I think are just like, why are you eating that? That's not. And I'm like, because it's good.
Yeah.
I like it. It's crunchy. I like it. But yeah, water chestnuts. Same thing with you. Bobas. Aloe jelly.
I love to chew a drink.
Yeah.
Steven mentioned before, because we were like, what should we talk about? About some people don't like to chew their drink, they don't like boba. I love pulp so much that I hate apple juice, but I will drink through a straw applesauce. Like, I think it's so good. Like, the chunkier the orange juice, the better.
Person.
I'm a pulpy person. I want a thick drink.
Not.
I don't want, like, a watery.
That's the thing, is that, like,
I want to stick to my teeth.
I get jellies in my boba teas and stuff like that. But the sensation of it, like getting sucked up through the straw, literally makes my teeth grind. But then as soon as I have the jelly in my mouth, I'm like, no. But it's just like that. Foomp. Like,
you ever get
and
there's like eight in there, and you're like, this is gonna hurt.
Yeah. Once it goes, you're
just punching that little punching bag in the back of your throat.
It's just gagging, but you're like, oh, so good.
I wanted this.
This is great. Thanks.
Oh my gosh.
Uvula is not supposed to be a speed bag, but
That's the bobas. I found boba does better in like a frozen blended drink, because then it like stays more solid.
It's
but if you get like
an
iced drink with it and the ice melts or it gets more room temperature, then it gets really gummy and it sticks to the straw. So you can have a little frozen like your blueberries. Keep the texture.
Keep the
texture,
texture nice.
A little bit. I want to squish it in my mouth. I don't want to be squishy when it gets there.
Yeah. I want to be the one that squishes.
I'm the one that squishes.
Yeah. But that's like, I get
the squishy food.
Squisher, yeah.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Oh, we will be back to this. On It's Fine on KXRW Independent Radio.
Oh.
I'm Faith. I don't know. Do we do this?
Yes.
We're coming back.
We're coming back. We'll see you in a minute.
Yeah. We'll see you in a minute.
Support for KXRW comes from Kindred Vancouver in downtown Vancouver, Washington. Kindred is a community-focused general store offering bulk refillery options and supplies for sustainable, do-it-yourself living. With a focus on reducing waste and supporting clean, mindful lifestyles, Kindred helps individuals incorporate low-impact choices into daily life. More information is at kindredvancouver.com.
Welcome Welcome back to It's Fine on KXRW Independent Radio Vancouver. I'm Faith.
I'm Amanda Lynn Deal.
And I am Steven.
Food textures.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And not even necessarily like the taste, because like I'll be like anti water chestnut.
Yeah, because they don't taste like anything. They absorb the flavors. The texture.
Pro water chestnut. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It is strictly a texture.
Yeah.
It is.
That I
it
hate
doesn't
and you love.
It tastes like the inside of your mouth.
Whatever you got in there.
Whatever you have in there, and if it's just a water chestnut, it's just nothing. That's what it is.
It's your spit.
It tastes like spit.
Really selling it.
It's delicious. but that is a favorite texture for sure. But I think, what is a texture I can't? Oh, mushrooms.
You don't like mushrooms?
Cooked mushrooms. It is 100%. I love the taste of mushroom. Mm-hmm. I think mushrooms taste great. I love earthy tasting things.
Yeah.
But as soon as I bite into a mushroom, I don't know what it is in my little monkey brain. Uh-huh. Is like dead body.
Yeah.
Dead body.
I mean, that's it comes
not
from
good.
It
dead
comes
body.
From, it com- yeah, fungus. It comes
and
from
that's,
dead
that's
stuff.
Literally so. And then I just like, puh, like it,
in my
it
same,
is instantaneous.
In my same little yakisoba bowl with the mixed vegetables that has the water chestnuts, mm-hmm. They have little shiitake mushrooms. And those ones are my least favorite textured mushrooms. Mm-hmm. They're not bad, but if they're like, they're not cooked right, then they just get this weird, like, rubbery taste to them. Yeah. And these
it's
ones
like
are, like, frozen
worms.
And microwaved.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it is, like, fleshy. The dead body mm-hmm. thing, I'm like, that makes yep. sense for those. Yep. But if I had, like, freshly, like, picked, cut, cooked
yeah.
shiitake
and
like,
I,
a pasta,
and
I'd,
I see,
oh,
like,
I'd eat that.
Mushrooms do, like, incredible things for you. Mm-hmm. They come from an incredible organism.
Yeah.
I think I'm just, like, if I could be brave and start eating mushrooms, I think mm-hmm. it would, like, turn my life out. Like, it would be amazing.
Swearing in this episode, Steven.
I said frick.
Did
I said
you?
Frick.
Okay,
I don't right. know. Probably not. I'm going to be honest. We'll listen back.
No, you're going to be. But everybody's going to be hearing have, a lot of yeah. klaxon horns.
Yeah, yeah. Bauga, yeah.
That's my favorite sound effect.
It's great. It's so silly.
But yeah, the mushrooms got me. Water chestnuts yeah. got you. And I was like,
I love mushrooms so much. It's just
GD
when like
mushrooms.
They're frozen and then reheated in a microwave, like in
God.
That noodle pack. That I'm like, I'll still eat it. I don't
I
hate
want,
it. It's just not my favorite way
to
eat a
mushroom.
I just want
them to not have that like slight resistance. And then the mush of it is just like, it's making my mouth water.
Like, you're going to barf or you're hungry?
It feels weird. But it's like it's got this like rubbery little give, and then
yeah.
like when you bite through it, it's like leathery, but it's like fleshy.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, but they're so good for
a
you.
A lot of people take mushroom as like a supplement or an extract or in their coffee
that's,
because they don't like the taste or the texture of mushrooms. That's like a pretty common thing. I feel like
yeah.
people who don't like mushrooms. It's those two things. They mm-hmm. taste weird or the texture is
I
gross
like the
to
taste.
Me.
The taste is fine.
Yeah.
And actually, you know what? Mushrooms I can have is the psilocybin kind.
Oh, yeah.
I actually love the taste of those. I love
oh,
the texture
ones.
Of those.
How could you love the taste of those?
I
they taste the most
love,
like poop.
I love them so
like
much.
<cow poop.
laughs> I love the taste of them.
So
I am the person that will like chew
take
it up
handful.
And like tack and like put
oh,
it in my cheek
like
and like let it sit
oh.
in there. It is so
girl,
they're so good.
I used to be able to power through them, and then one of my body was like, nope.
Nope,
and now
I
have to have to eat them with like chips or something
I
else
love
crunchy.
It. Or like a tea or whatever.
The tea's not too bad. But they have a really weird crunch to them. Those kinds of mushrooms that like
I know, but I love it. I don't know what
much.
It is. Like I just I literally
brain.
And Kyle is just like Kyle's like, why? I've never seen anybody. And I was just like, I don't know, dude. That's
yep.
the only mushrooms that I like the taste of. Mm. If I could, I would eat more of them. I would eat these mushrooms, but I can't. Not
have
in the quantity
to do.
That
yeah,
I have a life to live
have you ever
on
been,
Earth.
Have you ever been eating something you've always liked,
mm-hmm.
and somebody will start being like, don't those smell like, and they'll put
oh,
a thought
oh,
in your
no.
head.
I'm the queen of that. I am, and Kyle hates it, but I will literally, if I don't like something, every once in a while he'll piss me off and I'll be like, you know what Baja Blast tastes like? I said, it tastes like cold hot tub water. And he was just like, what? And I was like, yeah, it's like pool water, dude. Just take another sip. And he's like, God, what did you do that for? And so it's like now every time he gets a Baja Blast, I'm like, oh, did you get your pool water?
Oh my gosh,
get
that's
your little
funny.
Fizzy pool water there.
Yeah, no, that happens. Has someone done that to you, Steven?
Nobody's done that to me, but my father told me a great story.
Like, I'm the one that does it to other people.
He does it. He's another one. He's another criminal.
I don't have a very good sense of smell, and my wife would be like, you smell that bad smell? I'm like, why are you insisting that I try to smell a bad smell?
Yeah. Smell that smelly smell.
My father was in the army with a guy from the South. Mm-hmm. And this guy from the South said, well, I grew up my whole life eating squirrel. I didn't know it was squirrel. And then one day someone was like, hey, how's that squirrel? And he's like, what? And
what do
like,
you mean?
And he couldn't eat the squirrel after they told him it was squirrel.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Which I think is really commendable.
That's nice. Yeah. I mean, it's like, they're cute, but there are so many of them, and they're a viable food source.
Well, that's like with the oysters thing. I know people are like, oh, it's like an aphrodisiac and blah, blah, blah. And like, I've had oyster shooters, and if there's like enough vodka and like, you know, Tabasco and something in there, I can like just slide it back. And I'm like, okay, cool. But I like was looking at one for too long. Whoopsies. And my brain was like, is that the mouth or the butthole?
Nope.
Are you kidding? No. That's the whole thing. And it's slimy. Don't eat it. And one time I had one that was too big, and I didn't want to chew. My friends like, just chew. I was like, absolutely not. The whole point is I just slide it back. And it was like, I feel like it was like Finding Nemo when the dad like is in the seagull's mouth and like puts the fins out. And he's like, that's what that oyster did to me. I was like, I had to like massage it down. My eyes are watering. I was like, I'm going to die. This is going to kill me. And then I was like, this isn't fun enough for me. I don't see it. I don't get it. Good, more for you.
How bad are oysters that most people eat them by trying to get them down their throat as quickly as possible?
What's the point?
I know. I have two friends that are obsessed. They will like, if they hear there's like an oyster deal somewhere, they're like, oh, we're going up for oysters. And I'm like,
yeah, I don't get
what
it.
Is that?
Some people love
what
do you, that.
And they're it's Liz Leland and Caitlin Weyerhaeuser, who Caitlin is a karaoke DJ in Vancouver here, and Liz Leland works down at a bar
Brothers
in downtown
Cascadia.
Brothers Cascadia. Mm-hmm. Go bother her about her oyster thing. Both of them are
Safe
just like
sent you.
Both of them are freaks for oysters, and I've never thought it was weird to meet one person, and then to meet another one that's just like, oh yeah, of course we went to the coast and of course we had to have oysters. And I was like, why? I was like, that doesn't read as of course to me. Like,
oh, some people are like, as soon as I get to the ocean, I'm slurping down as many of those as I can.
I don't know.
And I'm like, I'll just take like crab roll.
There's a guy.
I've never done it.
Who used to work at Microsoft, made a lot of money, so he was able to retire, and he started working on his life's work, which was this book. And the book was
going to say like an oyster farm or something.
No, the book was something about like, I forgot what they call it, but it's like culinary gastronomy or molecular gastronomy. That was what it was. Mm-hmm. And he talked about like different pans to use and different temperatures to cook foods at. And it's like, why does a poached egg taste different than a scrambled egg? And all these kinds of things. Now, if you watch a lot of cooking shows, they're like, I'm going to do some molecular gastronomy. I'm going to make something look like pearls or
roe.
But the thing was, different foods at different times taste different ways depending on how they're prepared.
Yeah.
So if you have coffee and you put a little bit of cream in it and you wait just the right amount of time, it hits this perfect spot. It's good before that. It's good after that, but it hits a perfect spot. Mm-hmm. If I have spinach and it's like what Popeye used to eat, that stringy, nasty stuff. But take it fresh, wash it off, put it in a salad. I love spinach.
Yeah.
Did you know Brussels sprouts from the 90s or from any time earlier than like the mid 2000s, Brussels sprouts tasted different. I have so many people who were like, I like Brussels sprouts now that I've grown up, but my palate must have changed. And I said, no, the Brussels sprouts changed. They've bred the bitterness out of the Brussels sprouts.
That's amazing.
And nobody really talked about it. They weren't like, new flavor, new taste. Like, they just released them.
And they added bacon. That helped.
And if you fry them and dip them in cream sauces, it's pretty nice.
You could eat almost anything if it's sautéed in enough butter.
I mean, truly.
Honestly.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
God,
the
Kyle,
French knew.
The other day.
That's why they eat snails.
No, yeah. Kyle, the other day, I was watching a recipe. We're going to come back to this. On It's Fine on KXRW Independent Radio Vancouver. I'm Faith.
I'm Amanda Lindell.
And I'm Steven.
All right, we'll be right back.
If you're looking for pizza in East Vancouver, consider visiting Giuliano's Pizzeria in the Cascade Park Fisher's Landing neighborhood. For 37 years, Giuliano's has been a choice for Clark County residents. Giuliano's has a casual classic rock atmosphere, open 7 days a week, and they provide table service allowing you to relax and enjoy your meal with family and friends. If you have a large crowd to feed, Giuliano's can deliver six or more extra large pizzas to your office or event. More information can be found at giulianospizza.com.
We're back to It's Fine on KXRW Independent Radio Vancouver. I'm Faith.
I'm Amanda Lynn Deal.
And I'm Steven.
We're talking food. We're talking food textures. Yep. We're talking food likes, dislikes, tastes. I could talk about this for a long time. Yeah. I love food.
Yeah.
I love food. I love butter. I think that's where we left off.
Yeah,
I
and you were about to tell a story about love Kyle butter. And you.
Kyle yeah. was, we were watching a recipe on my phone. Mm-hmm. This guy was making long Oreos, which are better for dipping. Oh. So he's going through, he's talking about how to make them.
Okay.
And there's a lot of butter involved. Or what Kyle thinks is a lot of butter.
Do you like grind up the original Oreos and then use butter to reform them into
No, long you make like a true like batter with like dark
from scratch.
With like dark cocoa.
Okay,
and stuff
you're not
like
just
that.
Reorganizing then, the molecules.
Yeah, you cream the butter into it and then, you know, do all that stuff. But then, like, of course, the middle is, like, this like, frosting with which entails
frosting
butter.
Frosting is butter and sugar.
Yeah, I was like...
Buttercream, what'd you think it was?
That is butter. Yeah. And it was... But Kyle was like, oh, God, that is so much butter. And I was just like, every restaurant you go to, it is good because they put a lot of salt and a lot of butter on it.
Yeah.
If you... That's why you can't take a recipe and go and make it at home and it doesn't come out right because you don't have the balls to put the correct amount of butter in it.
Well, even places like Red Lobster that have, quote, butter, it's all just like a butter-flavored
like
oil and it has more salt in it.
Yeah.
And it's oil and it tastes like butter, but it's a saltier oil, so it's always melty.
I'm like, you need to put more fat in your cooking. Mm-hmm. People... need to put more fat in their cooking. Everybody is so scared of sugar and butter and salt.
Yeah.
And then they're like, why doesn't it ever turn out as good at home when I make it? And I'm like, because you need to nut up and figure out how the first of all, line cooks also high all the time.
That's true.
And the other thing
that's true.
They're using ratty old nonstick pans that have lost half their nonstick.
Oh yeah.
They're putting them over the highest flames you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah, it's for real.
It's the other and crazy. It's you like, can't do that.
One time I forgot to bring something in and the kitchen had done their last call and I run in and I scramble around the corner and I'm like, you guys, oh my God, I screwed up. Can you please make this? And he was like, oh, we already washed all the pans. He just took a half, like just an aluminum or maybe but he just put it on the burner directly and he's like, yeah, I'll just make it on this. And I was just like, it really doesn't matter. Like, it really does not matter what you cook in. And after being around like professional kitchens, I'm just like, there is so much of this that is so unsophisticated.
No, Jordan was just talking about that. Yeah. About like even Michelin star, how they cook eggs is like a lot of times they just bake them for a really hot pan. Yeah. And it's like the size of what you want the perfect sunny side up egg to look like.
And then they just put it under the flame.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're just like, here it is.
It's like they're not doing all this like egg perfectness. Like it's
if you go to a really fancy calculated. Store, they'll have a cast iron pan and then it's like about 4 inches in diameter. Mm-hmm. And you're like, what are you going to do in that? It's like you put like an egg or two in it and you just...
Yep.
Blast it.
It's a little egg pan.
I will tell you that I've started to use butter and a little bit of Tunisian olive oil.
Wow. Mm.
And that really helps with the taste. Mm.
Who's
and
then, Tunisia? Sorry.
Tunisia, hardly know.
The other thing
is, I know what you
when you're going to make pasta, you know how they always like, oh, you know, you're going to boil pasta, put a pinch of salt in.
No, put a lot of salt in.
No, a lot.
It's like,
make it
you
salty.
Need to season it. I didn't know that. Someone's like, season it.
I put chicken bouillon in my pasta water.
Ooh, that's smart.
And the pasta
I've been
comes
cooking
out,
rice
tasted
with
a little bit like chicken.
Yep, cooking like rice with chicken broth or broth in general instead of just water.
Oh my God! Yeah,
there were like next a bunch level. Of professional like celebrity chefs, Bobby Flay, and a bunch, and they were like, "How much salt do you put in your pasta?"
A lot.
And they just took a cup and filled it with salt and put it in, and then filled the cup again, and then put it in again, and you're like, "Whoa!" And it's
it's seasoning the noodles.
I literally, I keep, and I the other thing too is I like to put just table salt in my water because it has iodine in it.
Yeah, that's smart.
Like I'm just like, I don't like the taste of it otherwise. I try to get it.
I don't use it really unless it's in water or something like a recipe, like a soup where it's
good. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so let it dissolve in. But
yeah.
But
I use that cracked stuff, the fresh cracked Himalayan salt with no iodine.
I feel like
but it's
I can
pink.
Tell when the pasta water hasn't been seasoned.
You can. If you go to a restaurant and you get a bite that's not as saucy, it still tastes good.
Yeah.
But like if you make it at home and you get one, like a noodle that there's running out of sauce, you're or it's like, one of those little side noodles that gets on and you're like, it's mush.
There's nothing here.
People are starting to share, like there was always this like, oh, here is this famous chef, and they're showing you how to cook stuff. They got really good cookware. You watch them on TV, and now people are like, okay, this is how the restaurants do it.
Yeah,
and it's a lot of butter, it's a lot of salt.
Well, that's why we all miss Anthony Bourdain, is because he took away the BS. He was just like, don't listen to these people who are telling you to cut the calories by cutting this.
Yeah,
they're literally telling you to take out the most delicious part of the dish, and if you do it, you're an idiot.
But the other thing is, so you've boiled the water, and you're getting ready to pour out all the water. Mm-hmm. No, save a little bit and you put it in the sauce.
Yeah, I've seen that. You're supposed to do that.
And never rinse the pasta. So you take the pasta, you drain it, you put a little bit of the water into the sauce and you mix it in, and then...
That starch is attracted to starch. Mm-hmm. So if you want your sauce to stick to your pasta.
Oh, that's why? Yeah. I wasn't sure.
That's why I also boil my noodles in like a smaller amount of water than I think most people
I use would. A frying pan sometimes now.
Yeah. I like to use less water. Jordan will be like, no, it has to be 8 gallons of water.
It doesn't have to be that much.
It can be just enough to cover. Yeah. But if the water comes out like cloudy at the
that's
end, I will save some of it. Yeah, like I will save it for other things.
Smart.
Because I'm just like this tastes so much better than just adding a cornstarch slurry to things because it's seasoned starchy pasta water.
Mm-hmm. Well, not to mention the fact that stock, you know, there's the people and it's like, there's a little bit of this stock that goes back decades.
Yeah.
They just keep saving it and reusing it. I mean, this is the thing, is on one end, there's like, look, there's all these tricks to make food taste really good. And on the other hand, is like, I know this sounds really disgusting, but I like it.
Yeah.
Like, one thing I had as a kid that I will not eat anymore because I don't like the texture. This is the one thing where the texture really gets me is instead of peanut butter and jelly, you can use cream cheese and jelly.
What?
And I hate the texture.
That sounds gross to me.
It's really, really gross.
I don't like cream cheese.
Yeah.
But I like it, but like not that much. Like, it's good in frosting instead of doing all butter frosting. Cream cheese, like frosting on cake, is my favorite.
Yeah.
Because it has like a little bit of a savoriness quality to it. But I'm not like, I don't need to put cream cheese in it.
Cream cheese on cheese with like in cheesecake. Yeah. You know, there's certain things where it's good for. Yeah.
I'll do that. But I just like, I won't even put it on a bagel.
I will.
I don't.
I will put anything on a bagel. The one thing that I'll have on a bagel that people look at me weird is I will have tuna with, you know, made with mayonnaise on a cinnamon raisin bagel.
What?
And that is
No. We have to end the episode.
There are children listening to this.
Maybe I should bleep that out with a klaxon horn.
You should. Just do a dolphin noise over that. No one needs to know. Yeah.
He's going to be like, this is gross and nobody likes it. But here it is. And then it's just like,
Steven, I was with you until you took a hard left. And I was like, whoa. My gosh.
All right. Well, that does it for this episode of It's Fine on KXRW Independent Radio Vancouver. I'm Faith.
I'm Amanda Lindeal.
And I'm Steven.
You're weird. We'll see you next
time. We're all gross and weird. Love you, bye.